Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. My name is Quenisha. May I have your zip code to access the account, please?
04236.
That was 04236, ma'am.
Yes, 04236.
Thank you, ma'am. And may I please have your first and last name?
Gail Grigsby.
Thank you, Ms. Grigsby. For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
580 River Road, Green, Maine, 04236.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Grigsby. So I do see here that you're enrolled into our quarterly 3-month subscription of free leggings. And you called in on the 10th, ma'am, and you stated that you didn't receive your tracking information. Have you received it?
I haven't placed the order yet. Here's what I have a problem with.
Yes, ma'am.
I ordered some crate leggings. Order confirmation 871501.
Mm-hmm.
Then I ordered from Wind Runner Leggings, order number 1271. I ordered them both on the same day. Now, order 1271 I have received, which is the 3 extra small or small leggings. I received that order. I'm not debating that order. Mm-hmm. The crate order 871501 I have not received. I have only received 3 pair of leggings, not 7. And I have sent email after email, and I can't get that through. You guys keep saying to me, yes, we have a number for you. Yes, the number you have for me, I have a tracking number of LY23913838CN, is linked to order number 1271, which I have received. Not disputing that. Crate leggings 871501, which is the 3 extra large plus 1 extra, I haven't even ordered. They were supposed to send me an email, and they supposedly I was able to go in and do colors. I haven't gotten that order. But you guys keep telling me, oh, yes, you have received your order. I've received 1 of 2 orders, and I can't seem to get that through to you guys. I've sent many, many emails. And then they go, great news, you received your order. Here's your tracking number. And I go, yes, I received that. So I have no idea. I don't know what to do. I mean, I have not received my 4 pairs of extra large leggings. I have received my 3 pair of small leggings.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Grigsby, give me just a moment to look over your account. May I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Just a moment, please.
Do you need both those order numbers again?
No, ma'am, I do not. I do have the order numbers right here.
You have both of them, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, they keep talking about 1 order number. I have not received order 871501. I haven't even gone into the I was supposed to get an email that says you can go in and order your style. I've never received that email.
Yes, ma'am. So you never received the gift code number to order initially.
Correct. And okay. Maria, your company, has sent me 5 different emails going, oh, yes, we have processed your order. It's like, seriously, how difficult is this?
Okay, so I understand, Ms. Grigsby. I do apologize about that. So let's see what's going on. I'm going to place you on a brief hold to do so.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Thank
ma'am.
You for understanding.
You're welcome. Ms. Grigsby, I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to get my supervisor to look into this as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Just a moment, please.
It's hard enough. Oh.
babies. I have a favor to ask.
What's that?
Next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, can we keep whiskey for Hair Joe?
Yeah.
Told her I wouldn't kill her dog.
Huh?
Told her I wouldn't kill her.
Yeah, didn't kill the dog. Did not. Okay? Please.
You were overheated.
Honey?
I wasn't paying attention. I
honey,
in the
we
car
did not kill our
the...
dogs. We may have made a horrible mistake, but we did not kill our dogs like that.
Making that mistake
led to their death, possibly.
Possibly.
You know, like Ian said, they were probably way more overheated than we realized when we put them in the car.
So this breeder in New Bedford, I can't find any reviews on him, like none, no testimonials. I'm sure he's probably a.
Go meet him. See what his operation looks like. He's obviously African American.
Oh, okay.
Based on his voice.
Okay.
They're generally pretty good dog people.
Yeah, I mean, I think he knows what he's not doing. Any, if he's got four bitches or five bitches, I mean, to me, that's definitely a puppy mill. But if he's got three studs and five bitches, so I don't think he's doing interbreeding, you know, or anything like that.
Well, he might go outside of his own, like Danny goes outside of his own to bring in.
True. So, but so Brian says, I told him that we were going to pay off a large loan and pay off the vehicles. And he said, it really won't affect your score. It will just show that they've been paid off. He says, it really doesn't matter if you pay off everything. And
okay.
Then, so we can reapply.
Okay.
I mean, we'll wait a couple of weeks. I've got all the stuff I needed from Laura to show the payment, the Wells Fargo payment. You know, that was the key to show that we were late in September because we accidentally paid the wrong account in October. But I have now that statement that shows when we paid it. So now you were technically only late 1 month. I mean, so. I mean, right now we're not going to do anything. Susan, I'm sure, is not up to anything. So this week I have... I have 16 deliveries.
That's retail and wholesale.
Right? Yeah.
So on wholesale.
Also, I have one, two, three, four, five. But I'm waiting for Ashley to put in an order. And Courtney wants to put in order, but he wants to order like 10. And Paul Reedy to call me back. Right now, retail, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Averaging, what, $200 a piece?
Yeah. So that's, yeah, 2,000. I know. I don't know how Susan's going to do with this dog. They're more athletic. They're going to need more work. She's going to have to walk it.
Well,
we're going to have to walk them.
Here's what I'm thinking.
What do you think?
I'm thinking we keep looking for a rescue. Maybe go on the ASPCA instead of Bulldog Rescue Sites. Check that.
Okay.
And if we can find a rescue, find a rescue. And we can get a pup. She can pay for that.
She wants her own puppy.
Okay.
So here's what I think. I think we get a rescue and we get one dog and she gets one dog.
But then you're going to end up
with three dogs.
You're going to end up with three no matter what. We're going to have two. But she's going to have her own and you're going to end up with three.
I know.
So, there's. I don't see any way around that right now.
So do we? Hi, honey.
Because what's going to happen?
The office.
What? No.
What's going to happen?
Susan wants a dog now.
Yeah, I know she does.
What's going to happen is the same thing that happened the last time. If you follow
exactly.
That.
Nobody wants the dog.
And then it's going to be we stole our dog again.
Yeah.
I just don't want to go there. I'd rather deal with three dogs than be accused of stealing.
She said when she had Brady as a puppy, she would never do a puppy again. So here's what I want to do. I want to go there and see if the guy's got any dog that he's retiring.
She may.
And if he does.
Try that.
Mm-hmm. Last time I took her to puppy mill, when she was looking at Labradors, she freaked out because she, you know, so. I was floored when she came in here and said she wanted a dog.
Yeah.
I was floored.
Susan?
Yeah.
So the dog's going to end up down here anyway.
Yeah, and then we'll be accused of stealing the dog. And then we'll have three dogs. You want to see what dogs we're looking at now?
New ones?
Yeah.
Are they the puppies we looked at yesterday?
No, new ones. Well.
Hey, Ms. Grisby, I still have my supervisor looking into this because the gift code number that I see here is actually different from any other gift code number that we have. And then it looks like you have a 3-month sub continuity. So we're trying to see if this something is new. The price is even different, Ms. Grisby. So we're trying to get this fixed for you. And
okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And the number that I see that's showing here, it's actually not a gift code number. It shows that it's tracking number. So we're trying to distinguish, you know, you said you haven't placed the order yet, which I'm giving all of the information that you've given me to my supervisor, and she's looking into everything for you. So I do apologize if the hold is a bit long, but I'm just trying to get everything fixed for you.
I appreciate it. All right,
you're welcome, ma'am. So I'm still speaking with her, Miss Grisby. I'm going to take my time to try to get this problem rectified for you, and then I'm going to give you all of the information that she gives me.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
What is that about?
I ordered leggings, and
still you're dealing with the leggings.
Yes.
What a joke.
Yeah, because I ordered two different companies, but go to the same one company.
Right.
All right, so here is the one mail. That's hefty. Yeah, right here. That's one mail.
Prince Rocco.
Forget Prince Rocco. Prince Rocco's dead.
Oh, sorry, Prince.
Well, he's past mail dog, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's him.
He's scary looking.
Okay, would you look at the dogs I'm telling you to look at?
I'm looking at Hefty. Jesus Christ.
This is Hefty. Okay. Hefty,
okay. Still Old English? Is it still Old English dog?
It's Old English.
Yeah.
Is it? So, okay, so I guess he's not, he's not all white, so this is him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one sire.
His chest is white.
So, and then this is the other sire.
When you say sire, what does that mean?
Stud.
From the smoke?
No.
Oh.
Stud.
a sire.
Sire said, okay, so this is, whoa.
Look at his chest. He has a ring on it.
Oh, he is ugly. Oh my God, I just looked at your face, you little stud. Look at the ring around his belly bone. We only have one picture of him. He is, boy, Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we have females, and this is her, the first female.
Oh. What, Mia?
Mia.
She's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Does that not look like she?
Yeah, she's smiling. Yes, look.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't do what I wanted you to do. Now go. Get me a barky bark. Look at her.
Mm-hmm. So that would be, so, and her daughter, who looks exactly like her,
mm-hmm.
is also having puppies.
She's pregnant now.
She's pregnant now. They're due July 9th, around.
Mm-hmm.
July 9th is my dad's birthday.
Wow.
And you get them, as opposed to English bulldogs at 12 weeks, you get them at 8 weeks. My birthday is September 5th, so we would get them around my birthday. So
yeah, but we'd have to wait to get a dog until then.
Well, if you talk to Steve wants a rescue.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that too. Let's get a rescue right now.
Go fucking work.
I want to go get a rescue now. And then, like, you can just leave the rescue in the office. Like, you'll take your baby, and Steve will take his baby, and the rescue can stay with me.
What about Susan?
She can visit. She can visit.
They were getting four dogs, Steve.
No, I just say get a rescue right now. Like, today. What's wrong with today? We have time. It's only 11. You guys can go look. It's true. There's lots of places you can go look right now.
I know, but I want a bulldog.
You will on your birthday. Right? You can get one on your birthday. It's perfect. It's like it was meant to be. Seriously. And lots of dogs need to be rescued.
There is not a lot out there right now, believe it or not. With COVID, it is tough to find dogs right now.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, that's odd. Well, I mean, I guess it's good, right?
All these people, they've been home.
This is their comfort.
Uh-huh. And so anyway, this is, I mean, she is cute. So what you do is he believes, they don't do ultrasounds and all that stuff because he's a natural birth, but he's been doing this for how many years did he say?
Since 2008.
Yeah. So he's been doing breeding a long time. And he says that based on his thoughts, she's going to have probably 6 or 7 puppies. Her daughter, who's not as big, looks like only about 4. So he thinks he's going to have about 10 puppies. They were bred on the same day, so they should be born about 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
He already has 4 deposits. So you basically have to give him a non-refundable deposit.
So
4 people. So basically the first 4 people get choices. So if he has 10 females and you wanted a male, you have to wait for the next litter. You know, once he gets your 350, it's non-refundable. Doesn't matter when you get your dog, you just get a dog.
Okay, so if there were no males, you could wait until the next litter. She would keep your deposit.
Yeah,
right.
And then you go, oh, that's
right.
Fair.
Right. Except,
that's very fair.
Yeah. So, but you're taking a crapshoot of, let's say we give him our money and he doesn't have, because we're looking for 2 males and 1 female, and 4 dogs are already gone. So we're only picking from 6 dogs.
And you want 4 of them.
And we want 3. No, 3 of them.
Oh, I thought you said 4.
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't you say 2
males? 4 males
and 1
taken already.
four taken already.
Okay.
So that's
so
six
that's
dogs.
And you want three of those.
Yeah.
And what are the chances there?
Yeah. We talked to one guy. And
then if you didn't, then you'd have to wait again.
Yeah.
And they don't go one after another. Right?
Well, he's got, technically, if he's got females, he's got one, two, three, four, five, six.
He's got six females. He's having seven or eight litters a year.
Right. So the likelihood, he's probably having one every other month. So July, so the next one would probably be, so what he probably does September when he sells these puppies, so he's going to have seven puppies between July and September, so he's probably planning September, he will have another two litters, so every 2 months, so that he doesn't have four bitches.
She's cute.
So this is Izzy. Izzy's smaller. So she hasn't had babies yet.
Oh, she's only 4 years old.
So now she may have babies now. It looks
how
like
how old do they have to be?
Usually
at least
year
two.
And a half.
Yeah, at least
that's
two.
It?
That's it. And then
they stop breeding?
And
wow.
If they're good breeding, they only breed two or three.
Yeah.
But three
wow,
down.
Wow, that's young. I didn't realize
that's for a bulldog. For
what?
Royal English, it may be different. Because it's not C-section.
Right, I did read that last night, that the bulldogs have to have C-section in the Old English.
If you're a breeder, you go C-section all the time because a natural birth with a bulldog is like a 50% loss.
So Old English are just, but they're not as, I mean, they're more, like I said, we're going to have to walk these dogs. I mean, run around, but they are not going to
lay around like
she and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be more active.
They're prone to be more active.
Right.
They're more like regular dogs.
Right.
Less like.
Are you okay with that?
I mean, I'm fine with that. Are you? I mean, go meet the dogs. You never met one of these dogs.
No,
before.
I haven't. So.
And I think sometimes dogs will learn what they live, you know. So those dogs may be prone to be a lot more active than the other ones, but living here with us and all of that, they'll learn our ways, and that's
yeah.
how they adapt, I think. I mean, what dog don't want to, you know, sleep in the bed and do all that stuff? And they're bigger.
Oh, wait. Deposits are non-transferable to future litters.
Let's go meet him and talk.
Okay,
Ms. Grisby.
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding so patiently for me. So, Ms. Grisby, what was the original order that you've already received?
The original order that I've already received. Hold on, let me to that. Mm-hmm. The original order that I received is order number 1271.
1271? Okay.
Yes. And that was the Galaxy Leggings, Rainbow Galaxy Leggings Small, Lotus Skull Midnight Garden Leggings Small, and a Lotus Galaxy Leggings Small. So I got three. Plus, they sent me an extra large, which I got an extra large in that order, one pair of extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the one on the crate leggings is the one that they were supposed to send me the gift certificate to use. That order number, 871501, is the one I've been questioning
mm-hmm.
the whole time that I have not received any information. Or if I did receive it, I deleted it accidentally.
Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Grisby, actually, 871 and the other order, they're the same order. The tracking number that shows here is LY23917-3838CN. If you enter it on USPS.com to track it, it shows that it was delivered June 17th at your mailbox.
I did receive that order.
Mm-hmm. So they are the same orders.
Then how come it says order number 1271? And how come the other one says order number 871501?
I'm not sure why it's like distinguishing that they're different orders, but they are the same order.
Okay, then why does it say extra large quarterly 3-month subscription with free leggings?
Well, I don't think that extra, the extra large indicates the size. The extra large just indicates that it's a different type of subscription that you're on. So the extra large is like a 3-month subscription where you're getting like a certain amount of leggings.
So you guys arbitrarily sent me 3 pair of leggings I can't wear, because those are the 3 I ordered. I specifically ordered those for somebody. I don't wear small. So why would they send me smalls?
So which order, I mean, which size did you order initially, Ms. Grigsby?
I went to Crate Leggings and I ordered the monthly prescription. You could put in the size, small, medium, large, extra large. I ordered extra large.
Okay.
I went to the other one and specifically ordered those. I placed 2 different orders. I know this. One with Wind Runner leggings, one with Crate leggings.
Okay, so I'm actually sending that information over to my supervisor as well, ma'am.
So, like, I have a Crate leggings which says support at BOGO leggings, fresh desk. And then I have Wind Runner leggings, which is support at windrunnerleggings.com. But they're they're BOGO leggings. I received that order. I ordered 2 different orders, and I have 2 different order numbers. This says we've got some good news. All the items from order 1271 have now been shipped. And that was the Galaxy Legging Small, the Lotus Skull Midnight Garden Legging Small, and the Galaxy Legging Small Purple. I received those. The Crate Leggings, where you have to go in and order, which they told me they send a second email, and you go and order your leggings, I've never received because I've never ordered them. And that's order number 871501. I have 2 separate orders.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I've sent that information over to her. She's responding pretty quickly, Ms. Grigsby, so I'm trying to get to the bottom of this for you. So give me just a moment, please.
Okay. And like I said, one of them is a Windrunner leggings, and the other one is Crate leggings.
Okay. And what was the other order number, Ms. Grigsby?
So the order in question is order number 871501. I
okay,
have not
so
received that number.
871501. And what was the order, the other order number?
That I received is number 1271.
Okay, so I'm going to look up both of the accounts.
And that particular one is from Wind Runner Leggings, and the other one is from Crate Leggings, but it says BOGO Leggings, you know, but both those companies go back to you.
Yes, ma'am, just a moment.
So anyway, we'll go look at them. But you're right. When she said she swore up and down when she had Brady, she would never get another puppy. She never wanted to do that. And we're going to run into the same problem where the dog is going to pee in the house because she's not going to take.
You just need to have a discussion with her about that.
Yeah, Steve. Like I had a discussion.
Okay. Then I don't know what to
talk. I know. I know. Believe me, I know.
It's not a disaster if we end up with 3 dogs.
Except we're going to have to not let them sleep on the bed. We're going to have to train them. There's no way we can have 3 dogs.
Yeah, 3 dogs sleep on the bed.
So we will start these 2 dogs. We will train them. You slept better last night, didn't you, without dogs on the bed?
Honey, I slept better last night because I did not sleep the night before.
he's always.
His house is empty. And in our life, we need our dogs. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, I need my two dogs back that are gone. But I can't get them back.
No. Honey, the joy that dogs bring us, the fulfillment of our life that dogs bring us is very important.
So anyway, so we will go look at this guy.
I am tragically aware, tragically sorry what happened to us, but it has made me keenly aware of how much and how important that is to me and to us.
I know, babies.
Okay. I'm all in.
All right. You're all in if we get three.
If that's what happens, that's what happens.
All right. Okay. That's. And yeah, it's going to, because the dog, she's not going to play with the dog. She's going to, when we're out there with our two dogs, she's going to let her dog go outside and play with, it's going to be the same.
As long as he trains the dog to go back upstairs and sleep with her at night.
But it's not, because they're going to be all litter mates. They're going to be a pack.
Well, maybe you get two litter mates and one from the next litter. I don't know.
Well, you can't, you know, I like that. I like that one that I showed you, the mural that the lady has in Pasqua Island.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking we get two males from him and we get a female from a different one. They'd all be about the same age. They'd be 3 months apart.
There's something special about brother and sister from the same litter.
Oh, they were special, all right.
I never had that.
Sheba will run them both, or I don't know, we don't even know what we're going to name them.
No. Until you meet the dog, you never know. There's a thing at 4:00 today, a Zoom conference.
Okay.
With MCIA and ONP, just for members.
Okay.
We should probably have one of us watching that.
If you at 4:00, Maureen's coming over here so we can work on the website, getting that web thing going. So can you do that?
All right, I'll just get it set up.
Well, you can use my computer.
Well, okay, you may have.
Well, she'll be gone at 4:00. Yeah. Okay. I can help you. Emily's going to the hospital. She's got burning in her abdomen and it's severe. She's
kidney stone, right?
They think it may be appendicitis, but last time she went to the doctor they said it might be appendicitis, keep an eye on it. I've never heard of that. Yeah,
appendicitis.
Either have I.
Keep an eye on it. No, if that sucker burst, you're fucked.
This was on the printer.
Yes, that goes, so the Wells Fargo. I'm compiling, this shows where she paid the credit card accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'm showing them that you know, in September it didn't go through, because they're saying we're late for September and October. We're technically only late for September.
Right.
So I want to show all the documentation. So that goes with the other documentation when we submit it all.
Okay, the ones that are on the desk in there.
Yes. The Wells Fargo,
yeah.
So that goes all in the loan application file.
You should probably write an explanation.
We're gonna do all that. We're just compiling all the stuff.
Ms. Grisby?
Yes.
Can you tell me what was the amount that was billed to you for the 1271 order?
Okay, hold on. Thank you.
Bless you.
All right, let's see. I'm going down looking. Where are the orders? Okay, so the one order says 5307.
Okay.
Okay, that's the one that I, of the four leggings that I can't wear, three of them that I can't wear. All right, let me go down and see the other one. Okay, the other one, since your order has been shipped, okay, it doesn't give a price on this one. It just says the order has been shipped.
Yes, ma'am. That's the same order. 1271 and 871501, they are the same orders.
How are they the same orders?
Because it shows here that order 871501 was for 5307, ma'am. That was
okay.
The price. And the tracking number for 871501, which was the LY23917-3838CN, again, if you track it on USPS, it shows that it was delivered June 17th, ma'am. So it may just be a mix-up in the sizes of the leggings that were ordered, which that's no problem. We can get the size exchanged for you, but those both are the same orders.
Okay, how is it two separate companies? And the same order.
Now, I'm not sure why you would be receiving two different emails from two separate companies, ma'am, but typically you've called today, which is Crate Leggings. So that's the same, the order number that you're saying is 1271, that may just be like maybe a confirmation number that it was ordered, because you get two different order numbers if you ever pay attention. I mean, if you ever, you know, look deep into ordering, which I'm one person who order a lot of things online. When I originally place the order for something, they give me a different order number from the original order number that would be the order number, the exact order number, if you get what I'm saying. Like sometimes if I'm ordering from Fashion Nova, they're giving me an order ID number, but that's only going to be the order ID number.
Number that is separate. Okay, let me go on my credit card. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go, because you're saying that there I've only been charged once.
Right, and it shows only 5307. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, one of them was PayPal. All right, hold on. One of them I did on my American Express, and the other one I did on my PayPal. So hold on. Let me go look at my charges. Okay, one of them was Tut Enterprises for $5,307. Who is Tut Enterprises?
Okay, let's see here. Because I'm not sure why it would be showing up that we're actually Crate Leggings.
Okay, that is lotusleggings.com.
Yes, ma'am. We're affiliated with Lotus.
Okay, so that is the order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it. That is the order that says Galaxy Leggings small, Gulf Leggings small, Purple small. Total 5307. That is one order. Tut Enterprises. When I go to American Express, that says Crate Leggings. It's not the same order you just told me it was. I paid you $5,307 through Tut Enterprises PayPal, and I paid you $5,307 through Crate Leggings.
Ma'am, Crate Leggings and Lotus Habits is the same company.
I understand, but one, I told you I ordered two. I didn't realize that. I'm looking at it. Tut Enterprises, May 6th payment. I can give you an ID transaction. Do you want an ID transaction number?
Yes, ma'am.
9YF81640V as in Victor, T as in Tom, 1042916. I have
yes, ma'am. That's
this
just, that's the same number that I see.
I have received this order. I'm not arguing with you. I have received this order. Now, when I go to American Express, hold on. I'm not arguing with you that I'm not receiving that order. I'm not arguing with you guys at all. What I haven't received is the Crate Leggings subscription order, because I never went and ordered. You have to go in and order, and that email never made it to me, and I don't know why this is so complicated.
Ma'am, because the Crate order and the other orders that you're talking about, they are the same orders. The Crate order was $5,307.
Why was I charged $5,307 through Tut Enterprises, and why was I charged $5,307 through my American Express, if they're the same order? So then you guys billed me double?
No, we didn't bill you double, ma'am. The Tut Enterprises that you're seeking out, that just may be the billing agency. But we didn't bill you double, Ms. Grisby.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to explain.
So
you don't have two separate orders, and there's not a different order that you haven't received. The Tut Enterprises and Crate, they're all affiliated under the same thing. So it's
okay,
showing as a billing agency for $5,307, but that's just the billing agency. But that's what
okay. You
ordered through Crate. It was $53.07.
Okay. Again, I ordered that through PayPal. I just gave you the information from PayPal, $5,307. I just had that deducted from PayPal. It wasn't deducted from American Express. It was deducted from PayPal. Are we clear on that? That is the transaction order.
Is your American Express connected with your PayPal, ma'am?
No, it is not.
Well, that's the only way that you would be billed through your American Express and PayPal, ma'am, is if your American Express card is connected with your PayPal.
It is not. I ordered from two separate orders. Okay,
Hello, Ms. Grisby.
You charged me through PayPal, which I gave you their transaction number. Hold on, I'm going to see if I can give you the transaction number through American Express. I mean, I can dispute it, but I'm not. I really want to see if I can, work with you guys to try to get my order that I ordered. But I have ordered two separate orders, and hold on. Let me just get to that one. Okay, I ordered them on the same day, two separate companies. And let me see what I can find. Okay, May 6th. One was through PayPal. Okay, and the other one says BOGO leggings. It says on your statement, it does not give me a order number. It gives me your phone number, BOGO leggings, 855-565-9898. So this is the order I'm talking about that I haven't received. I can give you my card number. Can you look it up through my card number? Because one was PayPal and one was my American Express. Can you look it up through my American, my card number?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here.
I mean, I'm looking at this chart. May 6th, American Express 5307. I looked at PayPal. Different companies, Tut Enterprises, not Crate.
Okay, ma'am. What's the first six digits of your American Express card?
The first three digits?
First six.
The first six or the last six?
The first six and the last four.
Okay, hold on. Let me go get my ball. The first six is 371290.
Yes, ma'am. And what's the last four?
3002. But I had to get a new card, so I don't know if it'll show that one. But you can try it.
No, ma'am, that information didn't bring up an account.
You have to have the first six and the last
four.
The last four. Oh, hold on one second. Let me see what I can do just to look that up. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to I don't know what to do because you're telling me there was one order and I know there was two. One was through BOGO leggings, Crate leggings, and one was through Tut Enterprises. I'm seeing this May 6th, 5307 on American Express, and I just told you about the other one, Tut Enterprises.
Okay, how would you spell Tut Enterprises?
Hold on. I've got to go back to my PayPal. It is TUT Enterprises, Inc., and the website is Lotus Leggings. And I have received that order. I'm not disputing that order. I have received it. The order I haven't received is the one that was billed to American Express with Crate leggings, which is a subscription, which you're supposed to go in and order your free leggings plus your free ones. Two separate orders. I have received one order. I will go to Lotus Leggings. I will search.
Okay, so ma'am, we aren't Lotus Leggings. We are Elite 14. Lotus Leggings and Elite 14 are different.
Okay, I ordered some Lotus Leggings. Are you Lotus Leggings?
No, we're not Lotus Leggings, ma'am.
Okay, but I have received that order. I have received an order from Lotus Leggings that is that, which is the tracking number that you say. That particular order, let's see, is it was paid with PayPal cash plus a balance. That wasn't what it was paid for with. Doesn't say American Express.
Okay, so ma'am, the website that you order from was Elite 14. You didn't order from Lotus Leggings.
Well, it says the seller information is Tut Enterprises, Inc., www.lotusleggings.com. Invoice ID C1271-46520741120.1. It says it's Tut Enterprises, Lotus Leggings. Through PayPal, cash.
Yes, ma'am. You order with American Express. My supervisor is looking through all this stuff, ma'am. That's the same order.
It's not.
You didn't order through Lotus Leggings. You ordered through Elite 14, which is that's our company, and it was ordered with your American Express.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. Tut Enterprises Inc. Clothing for $5307. Galaxy Leggings. Lotus Skull Midnight Garden, Lotus Galaxy Legging. I'm looking at the order on my computer through PayPal. It says paid with PayPal cash plus balance. The transition, I'm looking at it. It was not through, I have another order through American Express. If you want, I will get American Express on the line. And they can give you the ID number. Would that work?
Okay, ma'am, before we do that, we can do something else. What was the name of the leggings that you ordered again?
I ordered Galaxy Leggings, small, Rainbow Galaxy.
Okay, I ordered that is one of the leggings that's featured on the site. Galaxy Leggings. Mm-hmm. It's on Elite 14 where you order from, ma'am. So Galaxy Leggings, and what was the other ones?
Lotus Skull Midnight Garden Leggings.
Yes, ma'am. That's on Elite 14 as well. And what was the other leggings?
Lotus Galaxy Leggings Small Purple.
That's on Elite 14 as well, ma'am. So you order from Elite 14, not Lotus Leggings.
Okay. I'm looking at the seller information on the PayPal. It says Tut Enterprises, Inc., Lotus Leggings. Okay? I don't know why it says that. I'm looking at it. Now, I have received that order. I am not disputing that. I received that order. What I have not received is my subscription order of three leggings of extra large. That is a whole separate order through American Express. This one was PayPal cash plus balance. I'm looking at it. I'm not making this up. I'm looking at it. It says Tut Enterprises, Inc., May 6, 2020, for $5307. That's with PayPal. PayPal cash plus balance. I didn't use American Express for that one. Now, when I go to American Express, I also placed another order, and that was for the monthly subscription, which I was supposed to get an email and be able to go in and order my leggings. I never did that. So I'm telling you, I received one order, not the other order, and I paid Tut Enterprises $5307, and I paid Crate Leggings $5307. Tut Enterprises was paid through PayPal cash plus balance. Crate Leggings was paid through American Express. Same day. Get it through Facebook. Two separate companies. This particular one says Lotus Leggings. You're telling me it wasn't Lotus Leggings, even though the seller information says Tut Enterprises Inc. www.p://w.lotusleggings, but you're telling me that's not your company. I'm just telling you what PayPal says. I received that order. I'm not disputing that. What order I haven't received is the one from Crate Leggings, because it's a subscription and you have to go in and get a number and order it. I haven't ordered them. I ordered the smalls for my daughter. I received that order. I'm not disputing that. Now, I can get American Express on the line and they can give you a transaction number. And it's going to be different from the other transaction number. But I just don't understand how this is so, I mean, I'm reading you exactly what it says to, from American Express and from PayPal. They were both ordered on the same day. I mean, I could make a copy and email it to you if you want. But every time I send you guys an email, I get, Maria, oh, yes, you received your order. Thank you very much. When it's like, no, I haven't. Do you want me to send you the billing information of both of them?
What's your email that's attached to PayPal, ma'am?
Gail.Grigsby@Comcast.net. The same one with Crate Leggings. I mean, if you have an email, I'll be happy to send you both of them, and you can look them both over. I can cut and paste them, and you can look them up. You can show them to your supervisor.
Did you order either one of the, did you use your daughter's name for either one of the orders, ma'am?
No, I used my name. They both came to me. I didn't know I was ordering from the same company. I thought they were two separate companies until I got the leggings, until I started looking into it. But I ordered two separate orders with my PayPal and my American Express.
Okay, ma'am, just a moment, please.
Can I just send you it? Can I send you just so we're on the same page?
No, ma'am.
Why?
No, ma'am. I will have to get you over to a supervisor for that, ma'am. Give me just a moment.
All right.
Okay, so ma'am, per my supervisor, we're not disregarding what you're telling us, but we only have one account that's under your name and one charge for American Express. We would have to have PayPal to verify that you was charged, because we don't have an order for PayPal, ma'am. All of the information that you've given me, Ms. Grigsby, it's only bringing up one account, and that one account, I can give you the last four digits.
Can I?
No, ma'am.
Why?
Because I can't take your information. We can't contact the customer directly through email, not the customer service agent. But it does show that the American Express card ending in 2004.
Okay, yeah. But so you're telling me, but I'm looking at PayPal and you sent me, and I don't want to dispute an order through PayPal that I received. I haven't received the American Express order. I mean, I don't want to dispute an order through Tut Enterprises that I received, because I've received that order. I received the order number I gave you, 9YF81640FDT1042916, was through PayPal Credit Plus Balance. I received that order. I'm not disputing it. I'm disputing the American Express order because I haven't received that one. I don't know how to do this.
And you need a credit from this company.
I really want the leggings. I want to order the extra large leggings.
The leggings. You can buy a legging from any company. They don't serve your business. You just want your credit from the company.
So just give me a credit of 5307. That'd be fine. Cancel the subscription and give me a credit of 5307. Because right now I paid you guys $106.14.
For three pairs.
For three pair of leggings.
It sounds like a scam to me.
No, they have a lot of companies under the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they need to know, as a customer service rep, what these companies are doing.
Yeah, and it's
you know,
yeah,
they're just answering all
I mean,
the what they're
look,
supposed
look,
to.
This is American Express.
Yeah, you need a credit on your American Express
yeah.
for the amount that's
yeah, give me a credit. Because I haven't received them. And I'm, you know, I've been going back and forth to try to get, to try to help you guys out. But, I mean, really, this is, this is Tide. Are you seeing Tide Enterprises? It says paid with
yeah.
PayPal cash balance.
Yeah.
Okay. Says transaction, everything. I have received those leggings.
Where's your American Express one cell that you received? You
it,
didn't.
I didn't receive them because
exactly.
you have to go in order.
So they're, see, this is.
So
that's
see,
very.
See, both the leggings happen to be the same amount, but I haven't received that.
Different. They're the same company under different names.
Right. Right.
And this subscription thing, you know what? You know how many people don't notice this money comes out of their account every single month and they get nothing.
So anyway, go ahead and cancel the subscription and give me the 5307 back. That'll take care of the problem. And I will never order from you guys again. I feel like I'm crazy. Does it? She says to me that it's not Lotus leggings. Are you seeing Lotus leggings? I mean,
yeah. Listen, they took the money. That's the thing.
They paid it.
It's illegal for them to take money even out of your account until they send you the product.
Right.
It's illegal.
Yeah, and they and I've done. Yeah.
Just give your money back because it's illegal to take money before you.
Ma'am, how is that illegal to take money out of your account before you deliver the product? If you order
before
your bill.
Before you ship that product, ma'am, I don't know what state you're in, but in the state of Maine, you cannot take it out of our account until you have actually shipped
ma'am,
the product.
Ma'am, do you have an account with Elite 14? We're
no.
talking about Miss Grisby's account. So, Miss
exactly.
Grisby.
I'm her
yes.
account.
Right. So, Miss Grisby,
you know
Miss Grisby, you didn't give anyone else permission to speak upon what's going on. So, Miss Grisby,
okay,
what I'm stating to you is there is it's not illegal for you to be billed for something
okay,
that hasn't been shipped
point.
To you
hold
yet.
On.
It hasn't. It's not illegal because when you order
okay,
something
right.
online, you have
all
to enter your card information.
I'm going to. OK, that's a, I want to cancel my subscription with you.
Yes, ma'am. So I am doing that now, Ms. Grisby, if you will allow me a chance to do so. So I'm canceling the subscription. That does prevent all future charges effective immediately. And Ms. Grisby, you haven't received anything, so I'm issuing a full refund of the 5307, which you're stating that you haven't received, but it shows that the tracking number did deliver it to your address, the leggings that was ordered. So that refund
like
will... Yes, ma'am. That refund will reflect into the account within 3 to 5 business days or sooner,
absolutely.
Depending on your financial institution. That cancellation goes into effect immediately. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
That cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 871-501.
Okay, and that's going to go back into American Express, correct?
Within
not
5 to 7 business days or sooner, depending on your financial institution. Now, Ms. Grisby, if your American Express card was associated with your PayPal, then it may be refunded back to PayPal because I think that's what happened.
No, it's not. I'm looking at it. Paid with
okay.
PayPal cash plus balance. It was. I'm looking at it. It says paid with.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the confusion here, ma'am. I think that your American Express is associated with your PayPal
it's
because
not.
You're giving me what you're giving me, Miss Grisby, is that you've been billed 5307, but 5307 was only billed to you once. We cannot locate another account that's under your name. You're saying that you ordered made two orders, ma'am, but we can't locate an account under your name, Miss Grisby. That's what I was trying to do.
I appreciate that. I don't know
mm-hmm.
how it happened. I don't know who Tut Enterprises is. I could call Tut Enterprises, but I'm telling you, I received that order through Tut Enterprises.
We're not affiliated with Tut Enterprises, Ms. Grisby. We're only Elite 14. We're only Elite 14.
but I gave you the transaction ID, and you
yes,
said that
ma'am.
Is the correct. So how do I have that transaction ID, and how do I have it listed with Tut Enterprises?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And you won't let me email you the information to look at it.
No, ma'am, because that's against our company protocol to do so, ma'am. But the account has been canceled and refunded. Thank you for contacting Elite 14. My name is Quenisha. Have a great day.